Welcome to the Salt Circle Podcast. My name is Hank. With me is a normal human.
That is probably one of the more accurate descriptors I've gotten, honestly. Probably one of the nicest things you've ever said to me. He's just a guy.
Not magic at all.
I'm a little magic. I feel I am imbued with a little extra luck than the average person. I've always wanted to sit down and see if that's true by like flipping a coin 1,000 times or something.
Do you feel like some recent events in your life might make you not feel that way?
I mean, that's just life. That's a separate thing. Look at all the other people.
Is that coming back on you at all? I don't know.
I don't think so. That's just life stuff, you know? Like, I came out all right. I'm like the guy in the I can't remember the director's name now. God damn it. M. Night, whatever his name is. Shyamalan. I never hear it said. Shyamalan.
I'm actually sure how you're supposed to pronounce it.
Yeah, that dude, though. He has the movie with the guy, and like he keeps getting in accidents, but nothing happens to him, and he must be unbreakable. Is that the name, Unbreakable?
That guy, Unbreakable. That is the movie, but he's literally has superpowers.
Yeah, sure, but
it's
like...
It's not like he just has extra luck.
Yeah,
he has,
sure,
like,
but
super
I'm like that, but like the luck version.
He's like invulnerable.
I'm like that, but the luck version.
You survived a train crash?
Well, no, like on a small scale. I haven't maybe part of the luck version of that is that I haven't had the opportunity to test it in such a situation.
Okay.
Yeah. We watched Fiona and Cake.
Yeah.
Shit was really good.
It's more Adventure Time. It's honestly more Adventure Time than I thought it would be.
It is more Adventure Time than I thought it would be as well.
It's more connected to the greater Adventure Time universe than I expected.
Can I hit you with something?
Sure.
This is better than like most of Adventure Time. I found it much more enjoyable than like the vast majority of Adventure Time stuff that exists.
Sure, but it also is like completely built on Adventure Time. You have to have gone through Adventure Time to be able to get anything out of this. And like, it's for Adventure Time fans who are older people now than they were when they were watching Adventure Time. So some of that is just like the show, the thing aging up with its audience.
It also... it's not a fully fair comparison, but like by virtue of being a limited series that focused on like quality, because at a certain point Adventure Time for me was like, I'm really excited for the season opener and finale, and then there's like 40 episodes of chaff thrown in the middle with like a couple good ones.
It didn't hit for me as much. I kind of don't think you're remembering the end of Adventure Time accurately though.
Not the end.
But that's what I'm like. By the end of Adventure Time, it was all miniseries, basically. They were like season long plots.
Yeah, they just weren't things that hit for me as much. And whether that was a weird like misage thing or just not, you know, it just wasn't doing the trick for me. I know we talked about Adventure Time, and I probably had more more solid thoughts because it was recent, but even then, I don't know. I feel like when I'll be thinking back about this stuff, I'll be remembering this much more fondly than I remember most of Adventure Time, which is cool. Like I was very stoked, but you're right. Yeah. You can't like, it's not like you can skip Adventure Time and get the same amount out of this. You had to put in the work.
No.
But it's such a fucking payoff, which is great. Like, I like a lot of the stuff Adventure Time sets up. and mm-hmm. does is just like, I don't give a fuck about tree trunks like being a bitch or whatever. But yeah, like also this is, you know, clearly aimed at the older fan base and stuff in a way that I would say Adventure Time.
Yeah. Adventure Time as a series would like grew up as it went along too. Like,
well, they had to. That kid's voice was changing.
Yes, that's part of it. But season two is like pretty different than season one, and then
yeah,
it wasn't a show that like I don't know.
Yeah,
got stuck in a rut. Other than it was always pushing forward, I would say.
Yeah, I just didn't hit as much, which was like I didn't think this would either. And it exceeded expectations. But this is also, I think Adventure Time kind of maybe for a lot of people scratch that, like, I want to have Adventure Time. I want to be the one doing adventures. The presence of like a literal portal to a different world and that like aspect of stuff, with Fiona being like, I wasn't meant for this. Like, this isn't what it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to be like doing shitty bus tours and being miserable. That's not what life is supposed to be. There's like, there's something more. There has to be more to it. And then she literally gets to step into the portal to a different world. Like, that's my top fantasy. That was like 99% of my daydreaming in high school is like, what if a portal just fucking opened up in the middle of the room? I'd jump into that shit. Just in. Like, I wanted to go to ooh or anywhere. So that was just super cool. But then, you know, we get the, it like flips on its head a bit. She's like, oh, it's not, you can't just like kill shit. That doesn't work sometimes.
Anyway, she's worried about her cat, who is a cat.
Yeah. I also, were there like promos for this? I didn't see, like, I had zero expectations going in aside from like what my head created.
I watched a trailer at some point in which I realized it was going to be more Adventure Timey because, I don't know. I think the first thing I just saw is like the poster on the Wikipedia page or whatever.
Okay.
And seeing that Simon was going to be one of the main characters, it was like clearly going to be more tied in than I expected when I first saw that they were doing a Fiona and Cake show. Again, I think that was just on Wikipedia. That's the thing I read there when I was like reading about Distant Lands and seeing like if there were plans for future stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know like anything past they were doing it. So my kind of loose assumption was, oh, they're gonna do like they're just gonna kind of take what they had from Adventure Time already with these characters, and we're gonna get like that version of Ooh, and I'm sure it'll diverge somehow, but like it's gonna be pretty similar and da da da. I wasn't expecting like the continuation or for it to just not be that at all. Which was really cool because I'm like, I could go without that. And this is like perfect. This is the shit I like. Also,
I'm not as down on Adventure Time as you are. Adventure Time, when like Distant Lands ended, I more came out of it going, oh, they could figure out how to make more of this.
Distant Lands was really good, mostly. Distant Lands was solid. I didn't mind that. I wouldn't mind more in that. Even like going back to Adventure Time now, if they're doing stuff
just
like this,
Adventure Time.
It's really not. At least not how I've felt about it. I think it's just that like the Distant Land stuff, and now this, like we're not getting to the parts of Adventure Time that annoy me, like the specific characters.
They spent a whole season. There was like a whole season that was about Betty trying to save Simon. Like ongoing plot was such a thing with the later parts of Adventure Time.
Yeah, no, the ongoing plot stuff was fine, but like we also got way too many fucking episodes of Lemon Boys, for example.
I mean, those occasionally you would get a lemon grab episode. Yeah.
Occasionally. It was like 9/10 of the. No, I just like
9/10.
No, there was just a lot of that. Like a lot of the stuff I just, it didn't connect with me. Like, yeah, Finn is doing his thing. That's great. Or Marceline's doing her thing. That's great. Or whatever else. But like the thing that they're doing involves characters that just annoyed me or whatever. But it's fine. Like, okay. It's fine. I'm probably coming on strong. Like, watching it at the time, I was like, this is good. But it's just like, mm-hmm. I don't got the desire to go back. Also, the worry wasn't like, oh, no, we're getting more Adventure Time. It was a completely unfounded assumption that, like, it was just going to kind of be, hey, look, it's Adventure Time, but, like, more gender-bent like you've already had. Which, not that it's bad, but, like, that kind of would have been boring, right? If that's all they did. A little bit.
I don't know. I assume that they, if they were making the show, they would have an idea.
I don't trust that. I don't give people that benefit. But yeah, you're correct. That makes sense.
Yeah. Like, because the thing that it felt like at the end of Adventure Time was they had making the show for so long that maybe they were kind of out of ideas or whatever, like a little burnt out. But like bringing it back with ideas, 10 out of 10. That was like the thing Distant Lands proved to me was like, oh, yeah. You can just do other stuff. Kind of decoupling the show from Finn and Jake.
Yeah.
In that same way, it's like totally doable. And you can just do stuff in this world. In this kind of style or whatever.
Yeah. And I like the world. I like that they build the world. Can like they keep adding shit. Not adding shit. They keep revealing shit.
That was like a constant throughout Adventure Time. There's always...
Oh, just yeah, one yeah. More thing. And that was like the shit that I was in the earlier season or whatever. That, like, just give me more lich. Like, just get to the shit that gives me more. Not just the background stuff. I don't know. Shit's pretty good. Like, I love the world and stuff. Like, when I was watching through with my friend initially, like, that was half of what we'd just be losing our minds, like, talking about stuff and theorizing and shit.
Uh-huh.
It's good times. We got fucking, and now we got a depressed lich.
Lich who won.
Dude, that...
As soon as murdered everyone.
As soon as fucking BMO said Jerry, I'm like, it has to be the Lich. Like, it has. There's no way it's not. But like, fucking Jerry is that's pretty good.
Oh, I can't believe they killed BMO.
They fucking eviscerated people. Fucking Alt Finn gets stabbed in the head. Other That's people true. Die, like
evil fucking, Marceline and Bubblegum.
They're like falling to their death or die. Whatever. Like,
yeah.
If I die, then you have to come with me. Like, I can live with that. Fucking going down, like Jesus.
So, look, when you're doing multiverse shit, you can do whatever.
And then, I mean, some of it just hits, especially with like the alternate Finn or whatever, like normal Finn, where. That one was particularly bold because, like, we had been there before and, like, kind of, I was like, oh, I feel like I've been here. Like, I remember this and this is a little more connected and they don't give a shit. They don't give a shit if you feel a little more connected. That dude got through the head. Shit was great, though. Like, I'm glad they did that shit. It's good.
Yeah. It was entertaining.
I thought they were gonna pull it out again near the end when Fiona has the nightmare and it's like the horror version of her world. Like, oh, it got magic, but everything was fucking terrible. Like, that shit was legitimately creepy. Like, that was
Simon in her fridge.
Oh my god. Yeah. that shit was incredible.
That's pretty good.
Speaking of Simon, I saw a tidbit where Tom Kenny said this was his most emotional role that he's ever had. And I'm like, I don't really know every... I know he's been in, like, fucking everything, but I didn't...
Uh-huh.
I took, like, a quick skim of his roles, and I think it has to be true. Because, like, everything is either everything is either ridiculous, or it's a side character who is probably, even without me knowing, like, probably half, if not more, of the shows that he's been in. He's not a... It's, like, a side character. I assume it's just somebody with a ridiculous voice, you know? So yeah, that doesn't surprise me. He fucking crushed it too.
Yeah, he's a great voice actor.
Oh yeah, yeah. But you know, like that shit was just, man, it was good. And the writing and everything else, like the Simon's arc was fucking great.
Mm-hmm. Not really just finding motivation to be alive.
Yeah. Dude, him.
Honestly, my one sort of complaint.
Yeah.
Which I don't know what you do is that like the revelation for him is like about realizing that Betty lived her whole life like obsessed with him and there's kind of no and then that leads to him valuing his own life. But it doesn't feel like completely like you've squared that circle or whatever. Like, goddamn, Betty.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, there isn't. Betty became the fucking demon god. Like, there's nothing to do.
Gold Betty. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of okay with it. I mean, I also want the fucking resolution more, but like I'm kind of okay with them being like, yeah, no, like you made your fucking bed, like this is how shit panned out, it's not the book, you don't get to start over from the beginning or whatever.
Yeah. It's just because his arc is like overcoming his depression,
yeah,
but like the key part of that is him realizing he was kind of a piece of shit. Also,
yeah,
and then feeling better about himself.
I mean, dude, sometimes reality, sometimes knowing sometimes, helps.
Yeah, I fucking love when they get the Choose Your Own Adventure book, and he just chooses the fucking dude's choice every fucking time.
I didn't take it every time.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that
every time.
That shit was.
Why
cool.
Is it there? Why is it there another way? Well,
there might have been.
Maybe. God made this choice every single time.
I saw an L take from some people when I wanted to see like what the general internet populace was saying. This is very loosely. I didn't deep dive because I don't want to be miserable. Someone, or maybe it was just even on a YouTube comment. I don't know. For a minute there, YouTube recognized that it was time to show me Adventure Time shit, like a nonstop montage of clips from Fiona and Cake. And at some point, it was either there or Reddit. Someone was like talking about. Must have been in like within the first four episodes when Finn is trying to make Simon feel better and he takes him adventuring. He's like, oh,
I think that's like the
is
third
it first,
episode
first
or
third, second. It's yeah, it's early.
I don't remember.
But he's like, oh, when I feel like shit, like I just go adventuring and do all this stuff and da da da. And everyone, for some reason, people decided to take from this that like, oh my god, the entire Adventure Time series, he was just depressed. And I feel like that wasn't the takeaway. I didn't read too much like what people were saying.
Wait, who was depressed?
Finn. for all of Adventure, because he was adventuring and he was enthusiastic about it, but it was all a cover because, like, that was their takeaway from this interaction.
I mean, he was depressed for a lot of Adventure Time. Remember when he's fucking crying holding Princess Bubblegum's gum
before he meets
Flame Princess?
For all of the every time he went on an adventure in the series, he was depressed. That's why he was on the adventure.
Well, he was a kid who was bored.
That's depression, though. That's not depression. I'm saying the I'm saying people who see him say
that's not a fucking revelation, is all I'm saying.
I'm saying it's not a revelation because they're like that. They're wrong. Like, the implication was that every time he goes on an adventure, it's because he's depressed. I don't think that's the one.
No, but every time he's depressed, he goes on an adventure.
Yeah.
That I believe.
Well, yeah, but when you're always adventuring, like, that shit comes up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What do you got to do? Like, you adventure when you're happy? You
it's
adventure
the
when
thing
you're
he
sad?
Does. Yeah, always.
Like, yeah, I didn't like read much discourse on anything, so that was like the only take I saw at all, aside from like people liking the series generally. Yeah. I just thought it was funny.
I mean, I kind of don't care what people think. I enjoyed it.
I don't care what they think. I'm just curious to know what they think. Like, I also really enjoyed it. If people fucking hated it online, like, I'm not going to let that impact my enjoyment. If someone I know personally hates it, or if someone I know personally who I hate likes it, then that might affect it a little. Even though it shouldn't. But, you know. We got that shit with Prismo. Prismo's pretty cool, man. He's pretty chill.
I mean, Prismo's depressed.
Prismo is depressed.
fucking unshaved Prismo.
I've just unlocked. I remember one of the things I wanted to see if people were getting. I don't know why. I still have like that. This is why I had to delete Reddit, because like I can't turn the little voice in my head off. When Fiona got shorts, I was like, how many fucking neckbeards are just in a rage right now? And I went and tried to see if anybody was talking about it. Nobody, like, they're just like, yeah, that's cool. That makes sense. I'm like, nice. Yeah. nobody's being shit. That was, yeah. Kind of surprising, but ultimately good.
Oh. Sure. And she takes her shirt off.
She does. I mean, she also takes her pants off at one point. Give me your uniform.
It's too hot.
Jesus. Later. Give me your uniform later.
And then she gets that jacket.
Dude, the like slow assembling of the outfit was pretty good.
God, every time like they do a thing of Cake being a normal cat. Like, Fiona is napping. He's like, I got you something. And there's, like, this bleeding rat on her.
That's oh, my
she,
God.
Like, shirt
yeah,
is
yeah.
covered in rat blood.
It's just disgusting. Like,
right. She's just a fucking cat.
Yeah.
Although I do like that she really likes playing the snake game on her phone.
I mean, that's a classic.
It's a classic.
Dude, I played so much Snake on my mom's like first cell phone. Mm-hmm. That's all I wanted to do in the car.
Yeah. It's not even like a good version of Snake, but you know,
you
live with what you got.
The amount of like, I feel like knowing hand waving that they did, like, oh, the cell phones just work. Cell
Magic.
Phones work. Or like,
that's Adventure Time.
Just yeah. Like Fiona's knowledge of, I guess I'll say like the real world or whatever, which I think also was a little bit present in Adventure Time, but like they're walking through and she's like, oh shit, like we're like apocalypse stuff. I need a knife. Like I'm gonna look out a place. Like she gets her fucking scavenger gear going.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I mean, that's like in the same vein for me as
video game logic thing.
Yeah, or like Gwenpool, like when they got the knowledge of the thing a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, for her, it's a lot of it, but here it's like the vibe.
Yeah. Till she's afraid of vampires or whatever.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, like, yeah, but, you know, that's a good segue into, I mentioned, like, the stepping into a portal and you're in another world thing. Part of me was a little disappointed because as someone who always wanted to do that, like, I don't want you to fucking hit me with the realities of doing that with like, oh, I just slaughtered all the bad guys. Oh no, the bad guys actually were just innocents who were victims and they looked bad. Uh-huh. Like, I want to confront the realities of that, but like, it was good. Like watching her deal with that shit and like how she kind of descended into how like, oh, it's also like kind of miserable here in many ways, and now we're doing all this shit and blah blah blah. Like, this is very, very good.
Yeah, it's well done. I like the alternate universe where Ice King is like put his madness onto Bubblegum so that he can be sane.
Oh, that's, dude,
that's fucked up in a good way.
Yeah, man. Oh my god, and then Bubblegum getting her sanity back and being like, I hope my candy citizens are okay. And they're all fucking like cut in half.
Yeah, but they're just fine.
Just brutal though.
Yeah, but also they're the candy people. Like,
yeah, but
they're fine.
Yeah, but Fiona's emotional damage.
Yeah, Fiona felt bad about it more than like they were suffering, I would say.
Yeah. Shit was wild. God, they did so much cool stuff. And I like, I don't know, I think for me the multiverse stuff hit a really like a sweet spot of like different things that were happening, but we because we got to spend quite a bit of time in them, like they were,
well, also like a lot of the worlds there are, or like worlds we visited before. Yeah. So they have like they can build upon stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we're not, they can shortcut and do more interesting things because like fucking we know the deal with the Destiny gang. Like we don't need to be told.
Yeah.
We don't need to waste time explaining things.
I think one of the,
or setting them up more,
one of the things that I guess I generally, I don't want to say, oh, I don't want to speak in an absolute, but generally I've found that I'm not a huge fan of when things try to do like a multiverse type deal and we get like a montage of like stupid ideas, but it's just like a frame, like, oh, we're hopping all these places and you get like 10 seconds of wacky and then we get to like the more boring multiverse that we're actually spending time in. And I think all the places that we spend time in were interesting.
You have an example.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
That movie sucks.
Damn, I agree. You came down hard on that. Oh, you were.
I don't like that movie.
You were so much nicer when we talked about it.
Was I? Because I don't like that movie.
You were so much nicer. Maybe I'm misremembering. I'm not trying to gaslight anybody. I just, my memory's shit. I swear you were, maybe it was me. I mean, like, I also wasn't a huge fan of it, but, like, I remember it being pretty neutral.
That movie sucks. It's not good.
I don't remember you saying it sucks. Oh, that's funny. I mean, yeah, I have no desire to watch it again, but, like, the universe hopping that they did, like, just pissed me off.
I did enjoy watching it. I don't understand. If I came out of a soft, then I don't know why I didn't do that.
You were maybe you were just picking up the vibe. I don't know. I don't remember you saying it sucks. All right, I remember you not liking it that much.
I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the same thing as it sucks, right?
Yeah, it's obvious. Yeah, of course. It's silly me.
It can be more diplomatic, but
next time, instead of coming in hot with something, I'm just gonna be like, I didn't like it that much. You're gonna have to infer. Anyway, yeah, that's one example of like when they were, we just got a bunch of snapshots of dumb shit. And it's fine, but like I would have preferred to spend the time there instead of other places that were less interesting to me. Here, like, they didn't complete, a little bit of that is fine. Like, we got the stuff where, like, they went to the baby multiverse and it was, like, baby Lich and Finn and everything else. That was pretty fun. But, like,
yeah,
I don't need a clip montage of the fun places we could have been or whatever. Or just stupid things. I'd rather spend time in less places, you know? Which is what we did. And it was cool.
Sure. Again, they have the advantage of they don't have to make up lots of fake places. They can just use the material that they have.
Yeah, yeah.
To show things.
I guess maybe...
I love that fucking baby Finn winds up with Finn's dad.
Yeah,
that
man.
That was hilarious.
I'm trying to think where... How many... wasn't it just the one alternate universe that we had been to before? Or am I... I mean, if I'm misremembering, Farm World.
Mm-hmm.
Farm World, obviously, we had been to. I thought everything else was, like, new. Except for the... well, that's not an alternate universe.
Baby World is, like...
That's a one-off. Built, I mean, that's a little...
Built on a joke of... Baby Finn.
Yeah, obviously, because people love Baby Finn.
Mm-hmm. He's dancing.
I didn't like Baby Finn. I'm not people. But like, I think other like I thought the other places we hadn't been to, they were just
No, Vampire World is new.
Vampire World, the Winter King World.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess the main one was that I wasn't sure like if maybe we had seen would have been like the one where the Lich won. I don't think we had seen that before.
The apocalyptic world.
Yeah. Because it definitely felt like a thing where we could have gotten a small clip or like a glimpse in the main series, and I just there's no way I would remember just a tiny little snapshot of it, but. I didn't think we had.
No.
So, yeah,
the idea of BMO being alive at the end of the world, that just seems obvious to do, though.
Sure.
Like, particularly as, like, the thing to do after that last BMO episode in Distant Lands.
Yeah, yeah. No, it, like, that wasn't shocking.
Man, what I really didn't expect was all the fucking Cheers references.
I mean, why? I saw the fucking thing, right? Like they're watching Cheers on the TV or whatever all the time, or that's like what's on. I caught a few.
It didn't go anywhere.
I know it's just there. I caught a few references, but it's not even like stuff that because I've not actually seen the show, so like I understood when they were making to a reference to it by like context, but. There's probably a bunch that went over my head.
Where everybody knows your name.
Yeah, that one I assumed. Didn't know, didn't have confirmation until now.
Mm-hmm. It is weird.
Do you think they're going to give us more?
No idea.
I kind of hope they
probably.
Do. I kind of hope they do. Like, I think I would prefer. I don't even know what I guess. I guess it depends on like what they're addressing or something. Because like the distant.
If they have an idea, I would love to see it.
Oh,
if they
don't
have an idea, they shouldn't make more.
I think it's more likely. Maybe the distant lands type stuff I feel like is just a more likely thing to happen because you can have like a bunch of smaller ideas instead of one idea that takes 10 episodes or something.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. And the risk of that is like, oh, we get a Distant Lands episode and it's like following someone I don't care about or whatever, but that's, you know, offset by the other ones probably. I ultimately I'm hoping they do more because Distant Lands was super good. This was super good. Like, I put in the work watching Adventure Time to get everything. Like, I don't know. I'm having a good time between this and Distant Lands. And like, not that again, not that it was like a bad time with Adventure Time, but
this guy hated Adventure Time. We had to be chained down to watch Adventure Time.
I didn't have to be chained down. I watched it willingly. Look,
it's partially funny to me because like I watched Adventure Time. I was an adult by the time that show started already. Basically, like I don't have like childhood nostalgia for it. I always thought it was a good kid show, just as like I talked about it in the Adventure Time episode we did, but like based on like what shows existed previously and like what ideas of shows it was putting together.
Yeah, I do. I remember you mentioning that a bit.
Yeah.
See, I really enjoyed it. Like, at the time, I just got... At a certain point while I was watching, I wasn't that old either. I don't think... What was their big... I gotta check. What was their... There was one season that was especially huge. I want to say it was 3. Maybe it was 4. Broadcast... episode list. Oh, it was 5. Okay, so 5, 1 through 4 all had 26 episodes. Okay, so I would have been watching this when I was like 17 or 18, give or take.
Jaded teenager, got it.
Not a jaded teenager. It might have been even before that because I had been watching it and season 5 had not yet released. So I guess I was probably like somewhere between 15 and 16, which is when this all started. Because I specifically remember at that point, I was not yet a true pirate because our internet was absolute garbage and I didn't have a lot of know-how. And I also had my iPod at the time. So I was buying things on iTunes and I remember buying season 5 on iTunes and I thought something was wrong because new episodes were coming out. But they weren't updating. Like it said, like when you buy the thing, you'll get the episodes as they come out, right? Well, season 5 was so fat. It was twice the size. So they made you buy it twice. You had to buy part 1 and 2. That's when I became a pirate. But that was also about the time, like between 5 and 6, I guess, is when I was like, there's just so much in here that that's not hitting anymore. And then I guess, between 7 and 8 or 6 and 8 or whatever, I would have been like, man, there's so much cool stuff at like the beginning and end. And then obviously in like 9 or 10 or 8, 9 and 10 or some, at some point they made it just like you're doing way more shit. Like I'm looking in season 9, you get episode 1 and then episodes 2 through 9 are all just elements part 1 through 8. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they were like just doing the series by the end.
But there was like that chunk. There was like that 2 to 4 season chunk or whatever where I was like, this middle stuff is just not doing it for me. Not entirely, but like there was just enough of it that it wasn't, the good wasn't fully outweighing the bad. It was just balancing it to me.
Sure. I'm kind of with you. I just, you know, I care about that the show would do the things I liked. The things I didn't like are not like fucking, I don't remember those episodes anymore. they didn't stick with me.
The problem is that there was like, I think there was just probably, I don't know, maybe I disliked more characters in general than you, maybe.
Sure.
How do you feel about Lumpy Space Princess? About LSP?
I'm not like super into LSP.
Okay. So I like I would put LSP in the actively dislike category for me.
Sure.
Okay. But like she, you know, she takes up a fair chunk of episodes. So like if there's one with her in it, I'm like, this is,
I mean, LSP was still in this.
Yeah, and I was actually pretty annoyed by it. When he was breaking the jars, I was like, this, I'm so glad it didn't fucking, he was in for like 2 seconds because that's about all I could take before I was about to get real annoyed. Oh, I very much dislike that character.
Okay.
I don't like stupid. I say that as a stupid person. Like, I don't like looking in the mirror. Yeah. Yeah, not suit. No, I'm not.
We found out what was in that nightmare. We found out that what was inside Lumpy Space.
Fucking spaghetti. Spaghetti. Dude, that shot was great. Like, that's just objectively good. Him being fucking in half and there's literal spaghetti, like, spilling out.
Yes.
That was fucking great. That was just objective. That's. If you don't like that, yeah. I don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Could do good bits.
Yeah, like, yeah, when they kill LSP, the world is open.
In what world was that LSP dead? It's just being eaten. That's not being dead.
On the way
in
to
the
death.
World of Adventure Time?
I guess, yeah, fine. You got me there.
You can recover a lot.
I mean, look, there's a lot of places where you can recover a lot. You can always be brought back as an android.
Mm-hmm. Or through magic.
Or both.
Magic android.
Hell yeah. Man, fucking BMO in the dead world. Poor guy. I can help.
Fucking.
I have the heart of a hero or whatever. Fucking,
I mean,
lights
the,
on fire.
The moment you know something's wrong is football is gone.
Yeah. Dude, that little video that they watch and like the Ice King turns into a skeleton right at the end.
Nah.
Man.
Fiona's just like, boop. Wait, that's what he was like?
Yeah. Maybe you shouldn't go back.
I don't think you should go back to being that. And that so that's bad.
Yeah. And that, I don't know. Simon saying, like, I have to become the Ice King again, like, that shit really hit, like, exactly for me. Because, like, that shit was bad. Also, I didn't like the Ice King in general. Like, some of the tragedy was not lost, but ignored because, like, man, that character. So seeing that, like, I don't know. I also don't want you to go back to the Ice King, but, like, shit, you're right. It's the way to do it. Unless you get, like, the embodiment of chaos to just fucking retcon the entire universe in your head. That also would do it.
Sure.
Man, what did Prismo say at the end? I forget the verb. I forget what the verb that the Scarab was doing to their world. Not erasing it. Revise? I want to say revise, but I don't know what it was. And Prismo's like, you can't do that if it's canon.
Recall?
Maybe. I thought it started with an R. I don't know.
It's like repossession or whatever.
Yeah, something along that line. I don't know, man. Shit's just good.
Yeah.
10 episodes.
It's Adventure Time.
Doing two at once was really good also. I think it gave me enough to feel very satisfied, but not so much that, like, you know, it leaves you wanting more. I like the two episode drop schedule.
as someone who binged the last six episodes at once, I don't have perspective on this.
Yeah, that would do it.
Like, I watched the first two, I watched the next two, and then I kind of just waited until it was all over.
Yeah. That's fair. I liked it.
Like, I know this is going to be great. I'll watch it when I get to it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know that I got horribly much more.
No. I think that's it. It's just good.
It was just very good.
Like Adventure Time.
Like parts of Adventure Time. I still... I'm trying to think, like, obviously it's better than the bad parts. It's better than the average parts. Is this better? Do I find it better than the best parts of Adventure Time? I think no. I think the extreme highs of Adventure Time still get a little higher than this.
The extreme times of Adventure Time to me are specific Rebecca Sugar songs, so no, because this didn't have a Rebecca Sugar song that hit in that way.
Oh yeah, see that, like, that stuff is fine, but it's not, you know, it's not like the super high stuff for me.
What is the super high stuff for you? In regular Adventure Time,
a lot of the I don't want to fucking misspeak. Let me go to the wiki again. I want to say it was like some of the earlier mid like Lich stuff that I really liked. Why can't I find? Oh, there we go. The list of episodes. There was a couple of wonky, almost surreal episodes that they did that I really, really enjoyed. Was it Puhoi? Is Puhoi the one where we go through like all of Finn's lives? Like he becomes a butterfly and shit. I think that's the one. I really like that. A lot of the like season ending opening shit, like we would get the Lich and like for a while, like the Finn the Human where we first go to like Farm World, that shit was really good.
Season five, the season you hate.
That's where we get the chaff because you get that stuff and then like there's a bunch of garbage in the middle. not all of it, but like there's a lot. For example, like we get the five short Grables. Those are garbage. Just trash. I don't know, like a lot of the Flame Princess stuff I liked, where it's like a more focused five short episode. Grables,
I feel like them being trash stories is part of the joke.
I'd rather just not have the garbage. Okay. I thought Davey was real good. I don't know if that's the name of the episode. Okay, I got the title wrong. Puhoi is a different one that is also a high moment for me, where Finn goes to Pillow World.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was
his whole alternate life.
Yeah, that shit was great. I actually don't know what the episode I'm thinking of is titled then. But it's just like where you're going through Finn's different lives, and it was like, had like a... is this it? Food Chain? Maybe that's it. Because I think it was a Japanese animator, and that's what this sounds like.
One of my least favorite episodes. Got it.
Yeah, I think this is correct.
The alternate animation style, they would do like one every season, and like those were so boring to me that I stopped watching them.
Oh, that one was good. There was another one that I found very boring, where it was 3D stuff.
I think Food Chain was the last one I tried to watch, and I gave up on it.
I think this is the one I'm thinking of. Finn and Jake are turned into birds by Magic Man. They land on flowers and eat their fill of caterpillars until Finn is turned into a larger predatory bird, tries to eat Jake, crashes onto the ground, dies of starvation. They're turned into thousands of bacteria, and then they consume the dead body. And they're turned into plants.
Man.
All that stuff.
Boring.
I liked it.
Boring. No, that's It's like the worst of Adventure Time to me.
I could tell
even you. Even worse than Tree Trunks. Even worse.
I was going to say, let's see. The season one stuff with Tree Trunks is fucking bad. Garbage.
No, season one's the weakest season.
Yeah.
Easily. The show just gets better after that. But.
Yeah, I guess there's not a ton that I'm like super into for that. For season one. I don't know. Season two, I don't know. Dude, it's also been, here's the thing. Watching Fiona and Cake made me wonder if I shouldn't like rewatch the series and just also skip the shit that I know I don't care about. Cause like, first off, I'm curious as to how it's held up. Like how would I view it coming back after so many years? But also there's just so much of it. Like I've forgotten a lot. Even the stuff that I fully remember, mm-hmm. I don't remember all of it.
Sure. No, I wouldn't say rewatch all of it.
No,
it is still a kid show where they're filling out an extremely large number of episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And there's so many of the one-offs, I just meh. Holy shit, what is this? Hang on. I need to check. Is that you? Season 6, episode 19. Wait, so... Okay, I thought... the episode thumbnail is a pickle in a jar, and I was like, holy shit, did they do Pickle Person before Pickle Rick did? Oh, they didn't, though. That's not what the episode's about. Okay, false alarm. Would have been funny as hell, though. Anyway, also a lot of Marceline shit. Like, Marceline doing her thing is, like, also top-notch.
Marceline's the best part of Adventure Time. Every Marceline episode is good.
Yeah. A lot of...
Not gonna question that. Marceline's just the best.
Yeah. There's a lot, like... I don't know, man. It's not that I don't like it.
Like that episode of Distant Lands was easily the best part of Distant Lands.
Oh, yeah, by a stupidly wide margin, yeah. I liked... I don't know. There's a lot that I fucking liked.
Which one was it?
Which one was what?
Well, there was like a whole season that was just about where like the show was just about Marceline for a while. I'm trying to remember when that was.
It was later. It was like what, 6?
Yeah,
yeah,
it was
6.
Late.
I mean, we got Stakes part 1 through 7, part 8. Yeah, Stakes 1 through 8.
Mhm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's season fucking 7.
Yeah.
That's the part. That's where I mean, like, yeah, the show was just good.
And then, like you said, oh, we got like mini series for a while. Okay, so in season 8, we had Islands Part 1 through 8. That was like the last from episode 20 to 27. So finishing out that whole thing. I think that's all the stuff with his dad. And that's just like I think it is. I think it's like the Island of Humans and his dad gets involved with like his dad, anything with his dad in it, I just don't give a shit about. Cause there's nothing offsetting his dad being an annoying character to have on screen. The good thing that came, the high from that moment, I think if I'm remembering correctly, is when the Lich shows up and that's when he comes in and then Ron Perlman is like, fall. And they fucking fall, and then, like, he's talking about how he's beyond strength, but then he touches the white goop, and he becomes a human or whatever. Like, or becomes Sweet Pea, I guess, is when that happens. That shit's solid. That shit was incredible. The 7 episodes leading up to it were just doing nothing for me. But I watched them. I got the payoff. or like the all of the lemon hope stuff, lemon grab stuff that we were stuck in for a little bit there. That was garbage. But then you get Elements. You get Elements part 1 through 8. That was like all of season 9 almost. That shit was incredible. There were highs. I just, for some reason, remember the lows. I remember not liking the lows. Not that I remember them.
Lemon Grab's only like a two-parter or something, isn't it? Maybe 3 episodes? Lemon Hope, rather, specifically.
Yeah. I thought he had like a two-parter or something, and then like another two-parter or something. Or they like brought him back off or something. Because we just revisited
with him once.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But like the... Because I'm not, like, not that we're getting it all at once, but, like, I'm not even remembering it as happening all at once, but I just dislike the lemon grab stuff so strongly that I'm kind of lumping it all in my brain, I guess. Not intentionally, but, you know, if we get one lemon grab every X episodes, that was too frequent, I guess, for the amount of show that we had. A little of them is fine, but, you know.
There are a lot of episodes in this show.
There's a lot of fucking episodes. Which is why, like, I can't... It would be silly for me to... I mean, if someone doesn't like any of it, that makes sense. But, you know, there's so fucking much of it for me that I probably like more of it than I dislike. Maybe. There's a lot of chaff early on.
Lemon Hope was a two-parter in at the end of season 5.
Yeah. Can you fucking imagine being me and you paid money and got that? I actually might have been was I more okay with Lemon Hope? I don't know, because even some of the episodes that I like didn't really like, they still did stuff for world building that I did like, which puts them in a weird spot, you know? Like, wow, I hated that entire plot, but you introduced this thing, and now I'm thinking. That also happens.
Mostly watching things through pirating by the time the show existed, so.
I was little.
Uh-huh.
My internet was bad. iTunes was, like, consistent.
That's what I'm saying, where your perspective on this and mine do not align.
I don't think it was because of the lack of piracy. Though I think it's funny that this is, like, iTunes fucking me is what turned me into a pirate. Sure. Not doing that. I'm not doing that shit again.
iTunes is bad.
It would have been fine if it just said part 1, but the fact that it didn't is what, like, sent me over the edge.
Okay.
If you're, like, it's fine if you're charging that much, because you're charging the same that you have for that the other amount of episodes. But, like, don't fuck me like that. If you want X amount for every 26 episodes, that's fine. Just let me know so I can say no.
I feel like it took them fucking forever to put out season DVD sets for this show, too.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Like, they put out, like, the first DVD release thing was just like random collection of episodes kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, I needed them digital so I could watch them on my fucking iPod brick.
The best way to watch a television show on a that's about animation on a fucking iPod.
I mean, I don't care.
Really seeing the artist's work in action.
I probably watched it mostly on my laptop. I imagine. I wouldn't have been watching it on TV. I didn't really... I mean, not like I couldn't watch it on like syndicated TV or anything else, but like even hooking it up to the TV, I think, I don't know. I wasn't really at that point in my, not even tech know-how, but just like that shit never really crossed my mind. Like, oh, I just need an HDMI cable or whatever. It was like right before that I got smart, I suppose. Like, you know, 17. I was a boy. Not always the brightest.
Sure. Idiot Ben.
I'm still Idiot Ben, man. That's why I'm so fucking happy.
Normal human Ben.
I'm just a guy.
With his normal human skin and his normal human hands.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. I think I got pretty normal skin. I only got one pinky that's fucked up, but that's like a family thing. You know, I'm just a dude. If you want, I could be like, I don't know, I could do the Davy thing. I could like shave my head. I already got the mustache, but like I could do up the rest of my facial hair, you know? My Davy voice is different than Finn's, though. I'm not busting it out now. Gotta wait until people forget about it, and then we hit them with it. So.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see.
Gotta keep it mixed.
Keep them on their toes.
Yeah. Anyway.
Did they introduce Fiona? Fiona was in season 3.
That seems way earlier than I remember it being.
Episode 61.
That's so much earlier than I remember it being. God damn. That's wild.
That's a good episode.
It is a good episode. I mean, that episode was like really cool. I think now, like, with this, it has lost its luster a little bit. Because, like, this Fiona and Cake is just really fucking... It hits for me. So.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know. I was also, like, paying attention to, like, who the storyboard artists were on particular episodes and noticing that many of my favorite ones were Rebecca Sugar episodes.
Okay. I mean,
at the time.
Yeah, I wasn't a nerd.
Yeah. No.
Internet couldn't load the fucking Wikipedia page for me to check. Yeah, I said I got Adventure Time from iTunes. I didn't say how long it took me to fucking download an episode. It was like one a week.
Just needed to start reading the manga.
Man, I mean, it was a good time.
Yeah, I was happy to have more Adventure Time.
Yeah,
see adult Finn.
Hell yeah! Now I need to see Huntress Wizard. Like, give us Finn and Huntress Wizard, fucking cowards. That's why we're here.
We got some Huntress, but not Huntress Wizard specifically. Alternate versions of.
I mean, Hunter Lizard or whatever was also really good.
Yeah.
That dude ruled.
Well, there was the Hunter in the vampire world.
Yes. Yeah. Didn't care for them as much.
Huntress.
But. Maybe we'll get more. I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, also, obviously, goes without saying, like, give us more Marceline. And or bubblegum. Bubblegum more optional, but, like...
Need more Marceline. Marceline.
The stipulation...
Never satisfied on the Marceline.
The stipulation is that it can be only Marceline, but if it's bubblegum, it has to be her and Marceline. Is my request.
What if they just gave you more madness, more bubble gum?
Like crazy bubble gum?
Yeah.
I'd be okay with it, I guess. I don't know. It like offset nicely, I suppose. I mean, I put in all the time getting to watch smart, sensible bubblegum. I mean, you know, generally speaking.
Yeah. More overcome by madness, Marceline, was a change of pace.
Yeah.
Different thing.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be.
I guess that's a podcast, though.
Yeah. I was just going to say I'd be down for more of the vampire world where Marceline and where we get Marceline and Bubblegum enemies to lovers. we can do that shit.
Enemies to lovers. My favorite.
Fucking do it. Distant Lands, Marceline and Bubblegum part 2.
But yeah. SoulCirclePodcast, gmail.com, SoulCirclePod on Twitter, anchor.fm, SoulCircle. I'm on Twitter, Comic Panels.
I'm going to end up fucking rewatching Adventure Time. Not all of it. I'm going to end up grabbing it.
Some of it's good, you know?
I mean, that's the benefit of rewatching it, is that I can just skip all of the garbage and not feel bad.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You did your time.
Yeah, man.
Never watch Food Chain again.
Garbage. I'm watching Food. I'm gonna watch it twice.